We're quite excited. We know it's a bit of a take two because things got a bit hectic yesterday, but we are thrilled because for over five decades, international speaker, best-selling author and humanitarian, and Guru Maharaji, as some call him, Prem Rawat, has been engaging audiences with his message of peace, something the world needs.
Definitely. So born in India in 1957, Prem gave his first public address on the subject of peace at the age of four. Today, Prem has spent over 50 years traveling the world, speaking in more than 450 cities and addressing live audiences totaling hundreds of millions. His 2020 podcast channel, Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat, has reached audiences in over 110 countries.
So he is a New York Times best-selling author, adapting age-old stories and retelling them for a modern audience. That is just crucial in the times that we live in. 2020 saw the world premiere of Prem Rawat's new book, Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World, something we all need to find out as well. So we're thrilled now to be welcoming to Lotus FM, the Breakfast Express, South Africa, the man himself. Good morning, Mr. Prem Rawat. Thank you for joining us on Lotus FM.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, and salaam alaikum and kalai vanakam. Good morning, good morning.
Well, certainly it's a hearty good morning to you. You've been in South Africa now for a couple of weeks. I've seen and heard a bit of where you've been getting down and getting to speak to people and connect with the South African public citizens. Now, how are you liking the beautiful country? What have you been enjoying the most about it?
Oh, I have been, you know, enamored by South Africa and Africa, in fact, for a very, very long time. My first visit here, as you know, is in 1972. And I've been coming here ever since. And it's just I see the power that the people have. I mean, they have managed to bring about a tremendous amount of change. You realize that is no easy feat, but they did it. And yes, they are struggling. But at the same time, I have to congratulate them from what they have accomplished, because that should show them how much strength they have if they come together. And this is what needs to happen now to go further and be in a totally different realm.
I prefer that time when you came in 1972, because history tells me that the rand was stronger than the dollar. It was just a little aside. But your book, Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World, is a bestseller. So let's start by sharing, very importantly, your definition of peace. What is it?
Well, peace is something you feel. It cannot be defined in words, and that's the biggest mistake people make. They want to describe it. They think that, you know, if we put on a hat, if we put on a certain look, if we put on a certain makeup, if we put on a certain wardrobe, indeed, that we can then tell people I am in peace. But that's not what peace is. Peace is very, very subjective. It is not an objective thing. And people keep trying to bring of saying a peace is objective, but it isn't. It is subjective. It is something you feel. Either you feel it or you don't feel it. And that's about the extent of it.
Well, there's so much of beauty in what you just said. So how do we then attain this peace within us?
Well, begin by one thing. And the first step to that journey begins with the fact that the peace lies inside of you. Know thyself. Know who you are. Everybody is too busy being what other people want them to be. They are not busy in trying to look at who they really are. And this is the change that I would like to bring. And that's what this book is about. This is about hearing yourself. This is about taking that noise that is between your ears and putting some stop to it so that you can actually hear what your heart has to say to you. You have something very beautiful about you. You have something very strong about you. You have something very powerful about you. But all the noise in the world drowns it.
Well, you know, it almost, dare I say, sounds so simple when you put it that way. But your book, Hear Yourself in Hindi, set a Guinness World Record in April in Lucknow. Can you tell us about that briefly, please?
That was something else, because it was just like being swept in a wave. You know, there was 114,000 people who had come, and more than that, because they had to stop counting at that point. It was just like too much. But it was just an incredible amount of enthusiasm for this book. People came and they were very, very excited. And it was just a moment that all I remember is just being swept in this wave of all these people and their enthusiasm. And it was quite a journey for me personally, because having made the effort, then seen go through the translation from English to Hindi, and then eventually on the other side, it came out, and it was just, I can't even describe it. It was just a moment in Lucknow. In shabdon mein usharan nahi kar sakta main. It's just amazing.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. Unfortunately, the Lucknow team got exited from the IPL, but I'm sure they're still inspired by your book there, Heal Yourself. Now, you look at this journey. We hear about the age of four. I heard a little bit about your dad and the influence he had. What do you remember about him that still resonates very strongly with you, Guru Rawat?
Well, this one of the things that really resonates with me, and he used to be very emphatic about this, and he used to say that you need the king of the time, you need doctor of the time, and you need the teacher of the time. And we just want to dig up history. I mean, it's like history, 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 and we dig up history so much that we forget what the present is offering. And what the present is offering is a beautiful sunshine. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and a beautiful opportunity and a beautiful moment to learn. But we get lost in the history. And I remember he used to be very emphatic about that. So, That's one thing that I do remember.
So you talk about history, we talk about the past, and then we almost somehow programmed to think about the future, maybe even from tomorrow. But I hear you speak very strongly about living in the moment. What is the importance of that?
Well, the importance of that is that you don't have a choice except to be in the moment. You don't have a choice except to live in the now. You don't have a choice. You can think about tomorrow, but you can't live in tomorrow. You can think about yesterday, but you can't live in yesterday. It is now that you exist in. Now, you and I and so many of us know so little about, you know, and this is such a shame, because all that strength, all that power, that is within us. And we have to understand it and make it available to ourselves. There's that song by Kabir, Pani mein meen piyasi moye sun sun aave haansi. Hai ghat mein par dur batawe, dur ki baat nirasi. This is what happens, that it is in you, and everybody keeps pointing out it's somewhere else, it's somewhere else, it's somewhere else. And we get lost in that.
Very, very powerful what you just shared with us. If you just tuned in, we're talking to a humanitarian best-selling author as well. That's Guru Prem Rawat, right here on Lotus FM on The Breakfast Express. I just want to talk about the peace, and you know, people talk about centering yourself, and you speak about knowledge, and knowledge is knowing. What is this knowledge? How would you define it?
Well, I don't need to define it. Knowledge is very simple. It is, we, you know, and this is a very interesting question. It's a very good question, in fact. And the reason why it's so good is because we forget the difference between knowing and believing. People tell us something and we are more than willing immediately to believe them, to believe them, to believe them, to believe them. Somebody tells you, oh, your karma was terrible in your last lifetime. And then we go, right, my karma was really terrible in the last lifetime. I mean, what about knowing? This is another possibility. You can mold and shape your life in knowing. There's this one beautiful saying again by Kabir, Vidhi Hari Har Chako Dhyan Karat Hain Muni Jan Sahas Athasi Soi Hans Tere Ghat Mahi Alakh Purush Avinashi. What does that say? That says that even Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the sustainer, and Mahadev, the destroyer, even those three pray to this one that is in the heart of you. And all the rishis and all the munis and all those people we think are the most wise ones, they pray to the one that is seated in your heart. Now, you want to believe or do you want to know? And the thing is, those people who simply would read that and go, okay, I believe it, I believe it. And then there are those who will go, no, I want to experience that, I want to know that. And for them, I am available. I can help you get to that point of experiencing, of knowing. But you have to be enamored, not by believing, but you have to be enamored by knowing.
Very, very powerful. We're in conversation with Prem Rawat. We're going to continue our discussion. If you have any questions that you'd like to pose to him about this inner peace, something that you'd like to engage him on, we'll give you that opportunity. Stay tuned to Lotus FM. This is The Breakfast Express.
Express.
13 minutes past 8 o'clock, Lotus FM, The Breakfast Express, on this special day where we're speaking to Guruji Prem Rawat, joining us on Lotus FM, and we're giving you a chance as well to pose some questions to him in what he has been saying about peace and knowledge and knowing. Very importantly, we're touching on some really good issues that affect your life, strengthen you as a person. So welcome back, Guruji Prem Rawat, back to Lotus FM, and once again, good morning.
Good morning again.
So before we take a few calls and a few questions, and we are chasing the clock a little, I'd like to ask you, your positivity seems to be so blissful, and your energy as well. I mean, what would you say the secret to that is? Can you tell us a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think, in a way, this is a very valid subject for the world today. Please do what you like. Don't get caught in this thing of I have to do this. Enjoy being alive. This is incredibly, incredibly important. I know that, there are situations that become very difficult and you have to do what you have to do, but don't forget about your enjoyment. Don't forget about yourself. This is one life you have, and this is it. This is your one shot. You gotta get it right every single day alive. And why? Because there is no other option.
Wonderful and well said. Let's just go to the first caller. We have got Narsingh Chatterpal on the line. Good morning, Narsingh. Thank you for joining us on Lotus FM.
Good morning, Anil. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk to Maharaji.
All right, go ahead and pose your question to him.
Namaste, Maharaji. Thank you so much for the gift of. Thank you so much for the gift of knowledge from you personally. It's a question that I've been worried about for a while, and that is, if peace is so significant in each of our lives, why don't our world leaders know that inner peace within themselves will then spread to all of their subjects and in turn spread peace to the world? Thank you.
I just want to know one thing. Why are you so interested in the world having peace? Why aren't you really, really interested in you having peace? Expose the peace that is in your heart. Expose the peace that is in your being. And believe me, the way you light up a room at night is not by lighting all four walls on fire. You don't have to light the curtains on fire. You don't have to light the chairs on fire or the carpet on fire. All you have to light is one little lamp, and the whole room will be lit. When I say this to people, they don't believe me. They don't think world peace is possible this way. I am not pursuing world peace. I am pursuing personal peace, because I know it is us who need the peace, not the trees, not the mangoes, not the sun. And so far, the politicians are concerned. Their agenda is not world peace. Their agenda is to run a country, if they can. If they can be so lucky to figure out how to run a country, that would be great. Let's not load them up more by giving them another task of saying, and oh, by the way, after you are running the country just perfectly, would you mind bringing world peace into this world? I think that's just, you know, I find that hilarious personally. So I really hope you enjoy your peace. And I know you are interested in peace because that matters to you. And that makes you a very, very special person. A very special person on the face of this earth.
What wonderful there. I hope that satisfies your question, Narsingh Chatterpal. Thank you for posing your question to us.
We had another question coming through from Sarah. She said to us, how do you deal with people who are narcissists? And how do you deal with people who are gaslighting you, basically? So you have an opinion and they're questioning your reality or making you believe that it's not valid. So how do we deal with narcissists and gaslighting?
Deal with yourself. The strength that you are looking for has to be in you. Yes, there are going to be narcissists. Yes, there's going to be elements. Yes, there's going to be things in this world you're going to come across. You're going to come across things that are really good, and there are things going to be really bad. Okay, think of it like walking on a beach, and there is nice, soft sand, and then there are some things that are not so nice, not so good. They're sharp. And what do? When you come across those, you tread lightly. And where there is nice, soft sand, you don't mind digging in your little toes and feeling that sand on your foot. It is the same way, believe it or not. Yes, there are narcissists, but there are narcissists, and they will keep on being that way if you keep feeding their disease. Yes, there are. And yes, they love attention. Yes, they absolutely love attention. Put them in a place where there's nobody giving them attention, and all of a sudden, they can't pull the same stunts that they pull. So we really have to look around us and say, look, how are we contributing to this? And have the strength where you render them ineffective. And if you do, not by violence, not by other stuff, but just being yourself and not catering to their whims. Your strength counts every single time. You know, when somebody said a long time ago, when Socrates said, know thyself, he really wasn't kidding. I mean, he didn't know what's going to be happening in this world, the cell phones and all the things that distract us. But let me tell you, that is one amazing remedy for a lot of disease in this world, the social disease in this world.
Right. We must ask you not to call our WhatsApp line if you'd like to speak to Guruji Rawat. You can call 086-000-2726. We are speaking to him via the WhatsApp line, and you are unfortunately affecting that line. So please, please refrain from that. It takes us to our next caller now, Guruji Rawat. That's Zakira out in Sandton in Johannesburg. Good morning, Zakira. You can go ahead and post your question to Prem Rawat.
Salam, namaste, Guru Rawat. I'm not sure how to frame this question, but do you think in this digital noise of our current world, it blocks our quest for finding that elusive inner peace? You know, it seems people tend to find validation online for a like, etc.
Yes, walaikum salam, and I completely understand what you're saying, and I agree with you, but this is what I would like to say. That's a distraction. Please don't be distracted. Looking for validation, for a personal validation, you need to have that validation come from your heart, not from other people in this world. It is not the life given to you, the breath given to you is to you, and you must take it. You cannot relegate somebody to say, okay, you breathe for me and I am going to go in that other room and I won't be breathing for, you know, 20 minutes. It doesn't work like that. Your breath, you must take. Your validation must come from you, not from other people. And we get distracted because everybody is wanting that validation from other people. But if that validation came from you, you will always have it. And it will always be positive. And I know it. I know it will be positive. It'll be good validation. It'll be thumbs up, not thumbs down.
All right, thank you for that response, Zakira. I hope that assists you. Just a message from Preeti, who says, good morning. Listening to Prem Rawat's excerpts and interview has been so inspiring. Please have his talks playing every morning to set the tone for the day. His peace education program is being used in the prisons in South Africa as well. Can he tell us about it and how's it helped the prisoners? Can you maybe just comment on that very briefly, Guruji Rawat?
Yes, the peace education program has been incredibly successful. We just had a event here in Johannesburg where 5,000 people who had gone through the peace education program attended, and it was just an empowerment event, just empowering those people to go out and make that noise about peace, make that wonderful, wonderful enthusiasm that they all have, because it truly has changed their lives from no hope to hope, from looking at this world and feeling sad and sick to looking at their heart and feeling empowered. It has been an incredible journey for so many people, and that's what Peace Education Program is all about, and it is a wonderful, powerful program.
Now, we are asking you to call us. We might have a chance to squeeze in a call or two, 086-000-2726. You're listening to The Breakfast Express with O'Neill and Shastra, and we're chatting to Guruji Prem Rawat. Just a question, Guruji Rawat, now from Judy in Durban. She says, good morning to the team and your guest, Prem. How does one find inner peace with all the noise in the head, mind, which is difficult to ignore?
Yes, but don't be distracted by it. Don't be distracted by it. There is a lot of stuff out there, but don't be distracted by it. Stay focused on this life. This is the only one you have. You know, we don't want our pilots to get distracted. We don't want our bus driver to get distracted. We don't want our taxi driver to get distracted. And we are the drivers of our life. We cannot afford to get distracted. And we do. We do. And, you know, that is the reason why we need to remember every single day that affirmation, every single day, that my life matters. I matter. And I am going to make the effort to feel peace in my life today.
Wonderful. Thank you, Guruji Rawat. We're going to take another live call now. I'm just waiting to hear who that is. We're going to hear from them in a moment. But if you just tuned into Lotus FM, the lines are going crazy. We are, of course, trying to field as many questions as we can. Who do we have on the line, Shastra?
We have Byra on the line.
Byra, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Lotus FM. Were you chatting to Guru Rawat now? You can pose your question.
Yes. Morning to you, Mr. Guru Rawat. It's Mr. Byra here from Peter Maritzburg. Tell me, you know, I really appreciate what you are doing, promoting peace. But before peace, you know, I can tell you there is love. Go one step higher than peace and promote love. And I can tell you it's the greatest gift man could give people in today's time. So that's my point to you.
Well, thank you. Definitely, I understand what you're saying. But I have to say that when you are in peace, love comes in wave after wave and oceans and oceans and oceans of love become exposed to you when you are in peace.
Right, yeah, we're just posing a few questions to Guruji, of course, and we are asking you for some text messages as well, and just speaking to Guruji Prem Rawat. We'll take a short break. We'll come back after this. You're listening to Lotus FM. It is The Breakfast Express with O'Neill and Shastra, and we are privileged to have Guru Rawat joining us on the line, and we've just been taking a couple of your questions. Guru Prem Rawat, just in terms of everything you've heard, what people talk about, the noise, social media, technology, phones, our attention being diverted, but people are challenged to grow themselves economically, you become entrapped by the material things, that all brings a lot of stress and worry into your life because you kind of feel like you programmed that way just from the days of school in terms of what you should attain, get a good job, get a good house, and everything that comes to maintain that. I mean, do you have advice for people who are going through a really hard time coupled with tough economic times?
Yes, I do. And I know that people come to me. And first of all, I want to acknowledge their hardship. I don't want to blow it out and go, you know, that's just malarkey. It's not. When problems come in your life, they are very, very real. And they can be overwhelming. And this is what happens, that we get overwhelmed because we never nurtured the strength in us, which is what we're going to need in those times. So my advice to them is, okay, whatever the size of the problem, if you can make your strength greater than the problem, then that problem will automatically become small. And you will be able to deal with it. You know, after the problem is over, you can laugh at it and you can go, oh, ha, ha, ha. But when the problem is on your face, it is very, very difficult to laugh at it. But know one thing, that you do have the strength. It doesn't matter what problem. And I work with so many people in so many situations. I work with people who are in prison. The door slams and, you know, basically half of your life is gone. But even to those people, there is always a ray of hope. And that hope lies within them. I am sorry for those people who have so many problems in front of them, but know that you also have a strength, and that strength needs to shine through. Shine through you, for you to be able to finally get on top and enjoy this life. So talking about enjoyment in those hard moments, very difficult. Very difficult. I understand that. And it may even sound moronic, but it is possible because you have that strength in you.
Guruji, Prem Rawat, just a final question from Asmi, one of our listeners as well here on Lotus FM. She asks, how can she attain peace? She dreams a lot. And without telling us what those dreams are about, but she says, how can she find peace in those dreams?
No, you may not be able to find peace in those dreams, but your life is not a dream. Your life is real. Wake up, open your eyes, and find peace in your heart. That's where the peace resides.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on Lotus FM on the Breakfast Express. We wish you all the very best for your remaining days here in South Africa, and we hope we do have a chance to have you return to our country as well as we celebrate Africa Day today. We wish you and your family all the very best, Guruji Prem Rawat.
Yes, thank you for having me, and congratulations on Africa Day. And, you know, again, just remember, you have that strength. That's what has brought you to this day today. I know there's a lot of people in this world who say Africa has all these problems, but I also see one thing, that Africa has all the solutions to all those problems. So congratulations. Enjoy your day today and every single day of your life.
Nandri Taniyava, then thank you so much, Guruji Prem Rawat, chatting to us right here on Lotus FM.